I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Below Deck Night. I've got Josiah and Kate from the ship, My Sienna. I forgot the name of the ship for a second. God, I'm forgetting names of guests. This podcast, I'm so messy. And Adrian, the chef, is here. It's all happening. We'll see you in there.
The status of the crew couldn't be bleaker, and they drove Caroline off the boat with a Bluetooth speaker. It's Watch What Happens Live with Kate and Josiah from Below Deck now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Below Deck Tuesday, sharing some adult beverages with two fully grown adults who share bunk beds. Cute. She's back as Chief Stew, and so is her resting bitch face from Below Deck. It's Kate Chastain. And he is a train butler and the first male stew on Below Deck ever. Say hi to Josiah Carter. Hey, Josiah. Someone is screaming bloody murder out there. It's over at the bar, we have a top menswear designer who probably has some constructive criticism for that weird diaper thing Ashton wore on Charter that one time. Welcome back, Todd Snyder. Hey, Todd. Great to see you. Todd, I am loving your collaboration with Peanuts.
Oh, thank you. It's so great.
But more importantly, I know you're heavily into Orange County right now. Whose side are you on, Vicky or Kelly?
That was a tough night.
Yes.
I have to say I'm very stressed out about that.
Okay. Wow, what an episode tonight.
So much happened.
I mean, so much. Yeah. I mean, you're down two crew members.
Ashton hooked up.
And Ashton banged a French girl in the van.
A lot happened. We went to a waterfall.
Right.
So good.
That was wild.
Yeah. A lot of crammed in.
A lot crammed in. When you were interacting with Caroline on the boat, every time I see her, I think of Ellie Kemper. Did that ever come to your mind?
I do love that show,
yeah.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yes.
I wish that Caroline had been a little more unbreakable. She was just always like, broken.
You were the witness to Chandler. By the way, did you just come up with that line?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you? You were a witness when Captain Lee fired Chandler. This is our first poll question of the night. Do you believe that Chandler deserved to be fired? Yes or no? I'm assuming you think he did.
Yes.
Yes.
For the safety of everyone.
This is a landslide. Wow. Almost
That's the highest I've seen on here.
Yeah, we don't get that high very often. I mean, we get high, but... Yeah. I also want to welcome Adrian to the clubhouse. Great to see you. I found out before the show that you're actually now working in New York City.
Yes, I am.
And how's that going?
It's great.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, it seems like you are not a dramatic person yourself. What did you make of all the drama going on around you on the boat?
It was hard to handle it sometimes.
Yeah.
I had to get involved.
Yes.
I tried to separate myself.
Okay, well, guess what? Kate and Josiah came ashore to answer your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on this season of Below Deck, Caroline went from Kate and Josiah's third stew to third wheel to giving them a one-finger salute. Watch this.
Josiah and I doing all the work. Fish. Don't shush me if I'm trying to tell her something.
Fish. Okay.
Uh-huh, just give me 1 second, okay? Sorry, I'm
not judging you. If you can't handle your shit, then you need to step off.
What do we do with the problem with Caroline?
I heard you talking. Kate's a fucking bipolar bitch. I'm completely over this two-faced bullshit with Kate and Josiah.
Her foot. I don't think she's lying.
I'm not lying. I would like to give you my 2 days.
We need you off the boat in 1 hour. I'm glad you're leaving.
There's a demon in that room.
I think Kate Chastain is a bad person. That's how I feel about it.
Okay, here's what I want to hear from you. Go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, whose side are you on, Caroline or Kate and Josiah? Now, putting the speaker in front of the room, was that... Why?
Because, I mean, she could have opened the door and pressed pause. I think yelling at her or anything else would have been aggressive. She basically quit in a way that was really humiliating for us when we've been pulling her weight all season. And like, on Jerry Maguire, you don't say like, who's coming with me? And then just hang out still.
Right. You had to be surprised when you went into the room and she said, I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, two days notice is not a thing anyway.
It's not a thing.
Right.
And like, we've been pulling her weight, so we're like, we need to just get the boat flipped now. And then she just decides she doesn't want to do it.
Right.
Kind of just got to the end of our tether.
Looks like the audience is on your side on this one. Okay. Second, Deckhand Riley has quite the impressive fishing background, which explains why it often seemed like she wanted to hook, gut, and fillet her crewmates. Take a look.
I don't know who Riley thinks she is. I've never dealt with this kind of disrespect before.
Sorry to speak while you're interrupting.
If I were you, I would go to sleep.
I'm gonna do whatever I'm gonna do.
Jenna's just told me something.
Calm down, Ashton.
Look at
you
this.
Speak to me condescendingly one more time, I'm taking it to f***ing captain. Anytime I say any f***ing word.
Speak your mind now.
Doesn't f***ing matter what I say. Do you think I'm gonna shut the f*** up because you tell me to shut the f*** up?
No, I don't.
Can we exit?
What? Bye. In a f***ing second.
If you disrespect me, I'm not gonna respect you. You're not gonna demand respect from me. You're gonna earn it.
Ooh. Okay, here's what that brings us to our next poll. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us, whose side are you on, Riley or everyone else? Looks like this one's stacking up here. And I love it that fight in the van was going on over the French girl who was on Ashton's lap.
Right? That's the bigger issue here. But they're talking about their names.
I was going to say, my favorite thing is when they're talking about their names.
Because it was clear that Ashton didn't know her name, right?
I didn't know her name.
He didn't know her name, did he?
Right, yeah, no. Yeah.
I don't think he cared about her name, really.
Looks like you guys are on everyone else's side here. Finally, when it comes to yachting, my two guests here are seasoned pros, so I wonder which yachting situations would make them bounce like a buoy and which would make them sink faster than the charter guest Chandler dropped on some concrete. That was wild when Chandler dropped the guest, by the way.
I mean, maybe he's not as strong as Ashton. That's why, actually, watching it back, I'm like, maybe he was just, like, tired.
Well, he does. Yeah, he's tired quite a lot.
You know, like he is so tired.
He's so tired all the time.
Okay, here's what. Let's find out with Would You Rather Yachting Edition. I'm going to go through some seafaring scenarios. Pick the one you like or the one you hate the least. Okay, guys. Would you rather have Caroline as your chief stew for one charter season or have her as your third stew on every charter for the rest of your career?
if I'm a guest when she's my chief stew, I'm working for her. Sure, I'll work for her.
Okay.
Because I'm going to go to the doctor.
Okay. Would you rather be?
Yes.
Would you rather be kept awake by your roommate having raucous sex every night or be celibate for an entire year?
Clearly, I'd rather be celibate. In fact, the way you said that makes me want to be celibate.
Yeah.
It's like a dad figure.
Would you rather have a chef who makes incredible food but is a total dick or a chef who always has his food set back but is a pleasure to work with?
Total dick.
I think all the time. Good food is better.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, he likes that. Would you rather have to organize a beach picnic every day of a charter season or have to cater to bratty young kids on every charter?
Kids.
That little kid was so cute, and he's like, I'm bleeding. Mm-hmm. Thanks for playing, guys. Kate, Gilda G, Facebooked, why does Kate think she can prance around and make people feel small? Her job is to cater to the guests, obnoxious behavior and attitude.
Gilda, come charter the boat, and you'll find out why I prance around catering to the guests, because they have such a great time, and it's a job.
Dana K wants to know, Josiah, what was going through your mind when Caroline was in bed and told you she wasn't going to work anymore?
I don't know. It's just like, I was just so angry with it. We have to pick up the slack for her, and it's just like, I was just so annoyed.
Let's go to Rochelle from Kentucky. Hey, Rochelle, what's your question? Raquel, sorry.
Hey, I have a question for Kate. Are you seeing anyone right now?
I'm seeing a lot of people right now.
You are. Well, hold on. Raquel, are you interested?
I thought we went over this last time.
We did. You're strictly dickly.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. She's strictly dickly, and Raquel hung up, so there you go. Lily from Las Vegas. Hey, Lily, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Kate and Josiah.
Okay.
I wanted to know if either one of you thought that Caroline, if Caroline exaggerated her injuries at all.
Her foot was swollen, but the other injuries were exaggerated. I think
it sounded like she had a really bad cold. I mean,
I have a sinus infection 80% of my life.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, you work through it.
Okay.
I think she believes in the secret. She made it happen.
By the way, on next week's episode, the crew of My Sienna is tested by perhaps the scariest moment in Below Deck history. This so freaked me out. Watch this.
You can stand by on this line, bro.
It would have been nice to have Tyler for at least a day before charter. It just makes me nervous.
Go for Ross.
We're going to drop tender.
Him to jump into the tender. Let the spring line first.
Have we got it loose yet?
Yep, got it loose.
Watch the other lines. Watch the other lines.
Man overboard.
What?
Get the life ring.
Slack out.
Ashton's on the line with the tow line.
Good, he's drunk.
Take the line.
I mean, it looks like he's attached to the line.
Which he is. You know what I have to say? Riley was very calm with her man overboard. I haven't seen it.
You hadn't seen that
yet. I'm impressed with she was calm.
Yeah,
right.
She's very good.
Speaking of Riley, Karen V emailed, do you think Riley was aggressive to the group because Ashton was hooking up with another girl?
I think that Riley is a wonderful fishing guide in Alaska, and she's probably the most popular girl in Alaska. You know? So, we're not in Alaska anymore, Riley. And so that was an adjustment.
Let's go to Allie from Tallahassee. Hey, Allie. Allie from Tallahassee. That's so cute. Hey, Allie.
Allie from Tally.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. absolutely, positively FedEx.
Hi, Andy. Love you so much. My question's for Kate.
Okay.
Kate, why, when Captain Lee asked you what happened with Caroline, didn't you just tell him what she said to Josiah instead of just, like, going around the question?
Because I didn't know what she said to Josiah because I wasn't there. And
he didn't tell you?
I mean, yeah, but also I was kind of frustrated and disappointed, and my feelings were hurt that Captain Lee kept Caroline's on a plane back to America. And we have a charter coming, and he's questioning me. Like, what do you want to do? Call her back? Have her be the chief stew? It's like, I was shocked.
You were mad at Captain Lee.
I was disappointed.
You were disappointed.
My feelings were hurt.
Your feelings were hurt.
Yeah.
Blair G wants to know, for both of you, do you think Aiden is a tad too sensitive to be working on a yacht?
Who?
Mm-hmm. Aiden?
Yes, because I hardly even knew he was there.
<He's Aiden>. Oh. Adrian.
No, Adrian. No.
Sorry.
No, I don't. I figured it was Adrian because that's the closest name, but he's not sensitive. He's amazing at his job.
And there he is.
Yeah.
He's right so there. Funny. Sorry, I read it wrong.
He's right there.
Kale Junkie tweeted, no shade towards Hannah, but Kate Chastain, after watching her season, what advice would you give her as Chief Stew?
We're friends, and I did watch her season, and I did give her advice, and I think she took it, and I think she's...
What advice did you give her?
Focus more on the job itself than the interpersonal dramas.
Let's go to Mary from Cleveland. Hey, Mary, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Kate. Hi, Josiah. My question is for Josiah. Well, Kate can answer it, too, if she wants to.
Okay.
But Mary Adrian Ashton Ross.
Sorry?
Oh, Mary Shag Kill. Adrian, Ashton, and Ross. So you have to marry one, you have to shag one, you have to kill one.
I'd marry Adrian.
Okay.
Same.
Great meals
same.
All day.
Same.
Great
same.
Yoga,
and
yoga
you
in the morning.
And call him Aiden when you marry him.
And I'll call him...
it's like you're in an affair.
It's my pet name.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would...
Shag?
Probably... I don't know, Ross and same. Kill Ashton.
Okay.
Sorry, oh, Ashton.
God. Okay.
It's like killing a baby.
Okay, let's go to Katie from New York. Hey, Katie, what's your question?
Hi. Kate, I'm reading your book right now, and I'm obsessed with it.
Thank you.
My question is, if you had to work with either Rocky or Caroline again, who would you work with?
Oh, we got this a lot.
You know, it's time for Rocky to pass the crown on. We have a new title holder for Below Deck crew members, so I'd rather work with Rocky. I thought Rocky was the craziest.
Maggie Sheely wants to know, for both of you, will Captain Lee be upset with you two now that he's seen what happened while Caroline was locked in her room? Do you think he's going to be annoyed with you guys for putting the speaker out there?
No, I've spoken to him about it.
You have?
I don't think he'll be annoyed at all.
Kate, what was your reaction, Betty Drizzler wants to know, to being called a glorified housekeeper by Chandler?
I accept the glorified part.
Josiah, Aaron F. wants to know how often you get recognized from the show and do you get hit up a lot in your DMs?
I get recognized a little bit, yeah. But not, I don't really get hit up at
and
all.
And does it go down in your DMs?
Not really.
No?
No.
Are you single?
No.
No.
That's
all right, well then, don't check your DMs.
Exactly.
Box 5 Suzanne tweeted, Kate, do you feel remorse for being a bully to Caroline?
If I was a bully, I would feel remorse, but I wasn't. This is not a corporate retreat for morale building, and I wish it was. And when you tell me a charter guest will come tip us to hold hands and talk about our feelings, I would love to do that.
Let's go to Keith from Illinois. Hey, Keith, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Great show. Kate? Are you still in contact with former chef Ben?
Yes, I am. He's doing great. He's traveling all around the world, doing private events. He does yachting from time to time. Yeah, he's a genius. He's great.
For both of you, what were your first impressions of each other? Rainann wants to know. What was your first impression of Kate?
It was good, yeah. She was really lovely. She was nice.
Why are you surprised?
I know. Everyone's like...
What was your first impression of Josiah?
I saw gymnastics, Olympic gymnastics on his resume. I was like, we're going to be friends.
I thought the same thing. Uh-huh. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to today, Giving Tuesday. We have a half hour left on this International Day of Charitable Giving. You have 30 minutes to get your money in and donate to an organization or cause that's near and dear to your heart. And the best part is, if you've been playing our drinking game, just add an extra zero to that amount, because you're not going to remember it anyway. The Jackal goes to Kim and Kanye, who flew a private empty 747 yesterday, causing tons of people to call it indulgent and wildly wasteful. I will say, here's what I liked. It takes a lot to overshadow the revelation that you were on ecstasy during your sex tape, but I give it up for Kim K for doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's raising the bar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she need more attention? Why do we need to talk about the sex tape again?
I dig it.
I don't know.
I want to thank Kate, Josiah, and Todd Snyder for being here. Hey, everybody. It is Andy with Kate Chastain and Josiah Carter from Below Deck. Tuesdays at 9 on Bravo. Behind the bar, it is one of my fave menswear designers, Todd Snyder. Great to see you, Todd. I was doing some Christmas shopping at your store on Madison Square Park the other day, and it
was
packed, and it's so great, and you have the best stuff in there.
Thank you.
Really, really good. Okay, let's go to Aaron from North Carolina. Hey, Aaron, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Kate. Hi, Josiah. Love you guys. My question is for Josiah. I know that you have worked with celebrity clientele. Clientele in the past, and if you can name drop, who is the worst?
Oh,
the celebrities out there—they're not the worst though. They're all right. The worst are like the friends of the celebrities. They're literally the worst. Yeah, the celebrities are so nice, and then their friends—it's like their only chance to be on a yacht. So they're so excited to be on this yacht. So they're like the worst people.
That's so funny. What's the worst request you've gotten while yachting?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know.
I mean, do people, how would you view it if I buzzed you at like 1 a.m. after too many tequilas and I was like, can I have a grilled cheese and a milkshake?
You know
Is that bad?
That's no. Nothing.
Okay, that's nothing.
And even if I didn't even like, we hadn't known each other, like, I would get that. Because like, if I was drinking, I was on a yacht, that's what I would want.
Right,
would want
and there was a kitchen.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
good.
What I would want.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, I'm still in the clear. You thought
Yeah, is that what you did?
Yeah, well, we had this one charter guest that we're in the Caribbean and he wanted a drink that was from a different island.
Oh.
So he got the helicopter to go to the other island to get like, five cans of this drink, and he took one sip and threw the rest away because he didn't match
that. Oh, that's bad.
Let's go to Kendra from Boston. Hey, Kendra, what's your question?
So bad. Hi, Andy. Happy holidays. I adore you.
Thank you. I adore you back.
Oh, thank you. My question is for Kate,
okay,
who I feel is basically my spirit animal, sense of humor-wise and everything. But what I want to know is, who was your favorite charter guest of all time? And who is your least favorite charter guest of all time?
Your favorite is Jesus.
He was not a charter guest.
Oh, he was not a charter
guest. I did get just the tip, though.
Yes, you did.
Really liked the Tap Out founder guy, like on Eros, because he was like so hot. He was like tattoos, but he was like really nice. He was like edgy, but nice. My least favorite was probably like the girlfriend that was young of an older gentleman, and I've had that relationship, but she talked in emojis, like AF, OMG. And I was like...
Let's go to Patrick from Boston. Hey, Patrick, what's your question?
Hi, Andy, this question is for Josiah.
Okay.
Josiah, I work in hospitality, and you know, we're under a lot of stress just as much as you guys are. This season, watching it, I felt like you and Kate were the mean girls, and I'm a mean girl at work, too. But this season, you ever feel kind of subservient to Kate, or you never seem to challenge her? I just want to know if everything was just always peaches and cream the whole season.
Was everything always good between the two of you, and how do you two react to the characterization that you were mean girls?
No, I respect Kate as a chief stew, so I'm going to step on her toes at all, and I don't feel like we're mean girls at all.
The problem is that
you can sit with us.
You can totally sit with us. We brought an ottoman in and made her a bed in our cabin. Like, you can sleep with us.
We had a blanket down. You can sit there. Yeah. There wasn't that much room. You can sit with us.
You can sleep with us. Come on. But yes. It's because we live and work together, and so the lines get blurred. You would never go into a job and be like, the boss of the company that's been there for a while, be like, listen, I feel like you're not like including me in your friendship relationships.
How was it living together?
Awesome.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
I had a private butler. He was so nice.
Let's go to Brianna from Virginia. Hey, Brianna.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, thank you. Just want to say I love you, Andy, and I love you, Kate, so much. You're my favorite on the show.
Thanks.
Thanks.
My question is, what was the reaction for both of you of Riley's behavior towards Chandler, and what would you guys do if she was on your team?
Actually, it was really interesting to see how Chandler spoke to Riley. I had no idea. We were a little bit busy on the interior. And we thought Riley was crazy, but turns out he really spoke to her in a way we didn't see. So
you didn't like that?
No.
We didn't really know people still spoke to, like,
anyone
that, or anyone that way.
Riley,
so we thought it was all Riley being a bit.
Riley is intense.
I mean, she's crazy, but Chandler
didn't give her a fair chance.
No. Who makes that dress, by the way?
It's vintage.
Todd, what do you think?
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I saw it earlier today, and
I opened a nonprofit store, and this was one of the donations while I was filming in Tahiti.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
What's the name of the store?
It's called Genesis Boutique. It's in my hometown, and all proceeds go to Genesis House, which is a homeless shelter for women and children. But they're like nice houses. It's not like.
And where is your hometown?
In Melbourne, Florida. It's like east of Orlando on the
that's
coast.
That's cool. Very cool. All right. Todd, you have anything else you want to say before I leave you?
No, I'm a huge fan of you guys. I watch you guys whenever you guys are on.
Thank you.
Todd, I'll see you around the bend.
Of course.
Thanks for coming. Thanks, Josiah. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.
All right. Keep watching Below Deck Tuesdays at 9 on Bravo. For more, click around. BravoTV.com. Good night. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.